A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
In the autumn of 1537, Ignatius was on his way to Rome with a group of his first companions. As they walked, he asked them, "If people ask us who we are, how should we answer?" The answer came spontaneously. "We shall say that we are the Society of Jesus." They knew immediately that this name suggested a relationship, a very close friendship, and great love for Jesus, in whose footsteps they wanted to follow. They understood that Jesus was a great teacher and model of life of faith, and that he was not only teaching them and modeling for them this life, but was inviting them to be with him on this path, just as he had invited his first disciples to be with him. And isn't that why we are here today, to begin this novena, these 9 days of grace? We are called to be with Jesus, to walk with Jesus, to be his companions, to love him. Today's readings remind the people of Israel and us who we are. We are the people to whom God has drawn close. The first reading acknowledges that this is the greatest gift. What great nation is there that has God so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon the Lord? A sign of God's closeness to Israel is the gift of God's commandments. Much as a good and loving parent makes clear to a child how to live and how to love, so God's commandments are a sign of God's great love. The commandments were given to Moses for the people in the context of friendship and love. The book of Exodus says that the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as one speaks to a friend. And Moses taught the people what he learned from his closeness to God, inviting them to that same closeness and love. Given that the commandments are the sign of God's friendship and love, it is no surprise that Jesus came not to abolish the law, not to abolish the ways that God was revealed to the people, but to fulfill the law, to to invite his followers into God's great love. So when Jesus gives his new commandment to his disciples, he also does so in the context of friendship. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. It was a friend of mine from graduate school who first invited me to be a companion of Jesus. I had grown up Catholic. I'd been taught the commandments. I knew I was loved by God. I was taught to live as Jesus did. And this is what I desired and strived to do, to live as Jesus did, and even in my childish ways, to suffer with him. But my friend, a Jesuit priest, taught me to be a companion of Jesus, to follow, to live as Jesus did, of course, but even more, to be a companion, to love him. And that invitation changed my life. If I had to put words to those early days of falling in love with Jesus, I would say that I had been wooed by Jesus, invited to share his life, drawn into God's love. I discovered that it was no longer only about observing Jesus' actions and keeping God's laws. It was about the closeness of Jesus, the nearness of God, about intimacy and love. And that is what defines us. That is who we are, companions of Jesus, beloved of God. We are the people who hear and remember what God has taught us, what Jesus showed us by his love and faithfulness. We are people invited into a relationship of love. These 9 days of grace offer us the gift of being companions of Jesus, of friendship with Jesus, of loving and being loved by Jesus. As in prayer, all we have to do is show up, either here or online, and God will do the rest. Love us into fullness of life and love. There is something more, as always. It is not enough only to receive this incredible gift of God's nearness and love. The first reading is clear. We must not forget what God has done in drawing close to us. And we must pass this gift on to others. Deuteronomy says, however, take care and be earnestly on your guard not to forget the things which your own eyes have seen, nor let them slip from your memory as long as you live, but teach them to your children and to your children's children. We have been given a great gift, the closeness and love of God. We invite others, as Jesus invited his followers, as Ignatius invited his companions, as my friend invited me, to be strengthened for this shared mission of love, we come to the table. We come together as companions, literally, to share bread together. To receive again the gifts of Jesus' life and love given and poured out for us. To become the body of Christ for others and in the world today. To be sent to be loved, to love as we have been loved. And who shall we say we are? We are the companions of Jesus, lovers of God and lovers of all God's people.
For the strength to persevere, for the marriage of D and Y, for all who are suffering physical and mental pain, or both.
Oh Lord, hear my prayer. Oh Lord, hear my prayer.
Dear Lord, please give my husband the strength and hope he needs to face whatever his diagnosis and treatment will be. In thanksgiving for a new job and new opportunities to lead people, that I value the worth of every contributor and stay calm and positive. For my husband and parents, please keep them healthy.
Oh Lord, hear my prayer. Oh Lord, hear my prayer. When I call, answer me. Oh Lord, hear my prayer. Oh Lord, hear my prayer.
That God continue to move in the heart to all of us in love and in peace. As I graduate from college this spring, I pray God, that you help me navigate my next step, whatever that might be, and help me see what my calling is. For my unborn granddaughter, and health for mom and baby.
Oh Lord, hear my prayer. Oh Lord, hear my prayer. When I call, oh answer me. Oh Lord, hear my prayer. Oh Lord, hear my prayer.